Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hi, and welcome to another episode, specifically episode 100 of The Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Ellen Hendrickson, and every week I'll help you meet life's challenges with evidence-based research, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. I can't believe it either. After 2 years, a Best New Podcast iTunes Award, and millions of downloads, The Savvy Psychologist podcast has reached episode 100. So this week, in celebration, we'll aim for a double whammy. Five tips that will improve both your health and your happiness. I don't close every episode with a promise for a happier, healthier mind for nothing. But what makes this tip list a little different is its specificity. Now, there are lots of happiness tip lists out there, and with all due respect, I found much of the advice to be vague and shape-shifting, like choose joy or be open. So here are five tips for health and happiness that may seem oddly precise, but that makes them achievable, plus grounded in science, but you're used to that by now. So tip number one is take all your vacation time and look forward to it. So the US is notoriously stingy when it comes to vacation time, especially compared to Europe. So you'd think that we Americans would use all of our precious allotment, but so many of us either leave that time on the table, work while we're on vacation, or don't take any vacation at all. And vacations intuitively increase health by offering a chance to relax and recharge, and vacations go along with lower blood pressure, lower rates of obesity, and less depression. Now, in terms of happiness, a 2010 study of over 1,500 people compared happiness in those who took vacation and those who didn't. And unsurprisingly, they found that people who took vacation were happier. But it wasn't in the way you think. Oddly, they were happier before their trip. Now, why is this? Well, remember the episode on why we do stupid things. So the idea that there are two kinds of pleasure, enjoying the moment versus anticipating the moment, fits perfectly here. There's the pleasure of sipping a Mai Tai in a cabana, but there's also the pleasure of sitting in your cubicle in the middle of winter, looking forward to sipping a Mai Tai in a cabana. And this excitement, looking forward to a vacation, can be just as fun or even more fun than vacation itself, especially if you end up with culture shock, fighting with family, or coming down with the trots. So the lesson is not only to take your vacation time, but also to relish looking forward to it. Plan the best itinerary for you, whether that involves whitewater rafting or beach feet selfies, and most importantly, let yourself fantasize about it before you hit the road. Tip number two, minimize your commute. So study after study shows the longer your commute time, the less happy and healthy your life. Indeed, a 2010 study found that longer commutes went along with lower life satisfaction. Yikes. Now, I know not everyone gets to decide how long their daily commute takes, but next time you move or switch jobs, seriously consider the smaller house or slightly lower salary if it buys you a shorter commute time. That might sound crazy, but health-wise, a long commute makes you sit more every day, which has implications for your heart, weight, and metabolism. They don't say sitting is the new smoking for nothing. Now, in terms of happiness, a 2008 study of over 54,000 people found that commutes longer than even 20 minutes led to fewer of what the researchers called socially oriented trips, like having dinner with friends, going out to see a movie, or even catching your kid's school play. The longer the commute, the more likely it was that people never socialized. And it's those social interactions, having dinner with your cousin and his kids, playing on a local hockey team, even going to a funeral, that make up so much of the meaning in our lives. To quote Pulitzer Prize-winning author Annie Dillard, how we spend our days is, of course, how we spend our lives. So given a choice, shorten that commute and fill your found time with people you love. Tip number 3, wake up at the same time every day. Okay, fine, the same time every day, give or take an hour. So you've probably heard of your body's master clock, that group of cells in your brain that controls your circadian rhythms. But did you know that other parts of your body have their own clocks? Your organs, your skeletal muscle, even your fat has its own clock. And all the clocks in your body want to be in sync. So imagine a store full of grandfather clocks. You want them all to strike the hour together. Without synchronization, you risk cacophony. So it is with your body. When your body clocks are synchronized, your body is free to regulate your body temperature, metabolism, hormones, the list goes on. But when you throw off your rhythms by flying across time zones, accidentally conking out on the couch in the late afternoon, or yes, sleeping in on Saturday morning, you throw those clocks out of sync. Your body prioritizes getting them realigned, but in the meantime, you feel jet-lagged, groggy, tired, not to mention the headache and GI problems. And that doesn't make you happy or healthy. So set your alarm for the same time every day, or at least sleep in on the weekend for less than an hour, the equivalent of one time zone past your usual wake-up time.
Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tip number 4, take a hike, or a walk, or a stroll, it doesn't matter, as long as you're surrounded by nature, and not the concrete jungle kind. Taking a walk on a beach or through the woods is intuitively good for your health, but it also boosts your happiness in a surprising way. So in the overthinking episode of our Toxic Habits series, we learned that rumination, or focusing repetitively on upsetting situations in your life, puts you at risk for depression and drives away those who try to support you. So luckily, a 2015 study in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found that a 90-minute walk reduced rumination, but only if it was in nature. By contrast, a 90-minute walk through the city didn't reduce rumination at all. And it wasn't just a perceived difference. All the participants got their brain scanned before and after their walk. And the result? Only the nature walkers showed less post-walk neural activity in the subgenual prefrontal cortex, a part of the brain that gets particularly active during rumination. So while exercise in either the city or nature was surely beneficial for the body, it's worth it to head for the hills, because shifting one's gaze from navel to nature may reduce your rumination, which in turn lifts your spirits. And finally, tip number 5, put in the time to learn skills. Aristotle put it best when he said, "Happiness is a state of activity." So put in the time to learn how to do activities that give you pleasure. Skills are the opposite of consumption. It's easy to buy stuff and easy to watch stuff on a screen, and heaven knows I like to do both those things, damn you Amazon Prime one-click button. But by contrast, learning how to do something, ice skate, barbecue, scrapbook, bowl, geocache, windsurf, make a scuba diver costume for your cat, and yes, there's a link in the show notes, is hard, especially when you're just starting. But a 2015 analysis in the prestigious Psychological Bulletin reported, among many other things, that learning skills helps you build what's called mastery. Mastery is belief in your own ability. Mastery helps determine whether or not you feel competent and in control, or in other words, are captain of your own ship. And it's this mastery of playing the flute or learning French that not only influences your happiness, but crucially empowers you to make lifestyle changes that affect your health and know you'll be able to meet those health goals. Okay, that's it. 5 super specific double whammies to boost your health and happiness. With this 100th episode, I want to say a big thank you to all of you. Over the last 2 years, I've been so privileged to discover such a smart, engaged, and compassionate group of listeners. The show would be nothing without you. I love interacting with you on Facebook and over email, and you always request the best episode topics. So I look forward to seeing what the next 100 episodes will bring. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. If you've learned something over the last 100 episodes from The Savvy Psychologist, head on over to Facebook and like the show. Never miss an episode when you subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. And if you prefer to have the show notes delivered right to your inbox, you can sign up for the biweekly newsletter at quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters. As always, I'm Dr. Ellen Hendrickson. Next week, we'll tackle a doozy with one man's answer to how to handle profound grief. We'll have a conversation with best-selling cartoonist Tom Hart. The week after that, we'll tackle how to let things go and move on, so be sure to check those out. In the meantime, transcripts for this and every other episode, as well as links to all the studies I mention, are always available on quickanddirtytips.com/savvy-psychologist. Savvy Psychologist is strictly for informational purposes and doesn't substitute for mental health care from a licensed professional. But thank you so much for listening. And of course, I'll see you next week for a happier, healthier mind.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.